Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Pensacola right now. Thank you so much for having us on today. You might be leaving out of that market. You might have been shopping, maybe the mall, or coming out of your office. Thanks for having us on. We do appreciate that. You got to give President Trump, former President Trump, a lot of credit for this one. Tonight, former President Trump is speaking in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And how did he get to the arena this evening, you might be asking. He's in a dump truck.
Yeah.
He's in a dump truck. Oh, my gosh.
Well, and if you don't know the context as to why, this was a whole thing where, of course, we already talked about Trump and the, you know, comedian Tony Hinchcliffe comparing Puerto Rico to an island of garbage, whatever. Well, Biden made a remark in reference to that saying, quote, "The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters." Now, Trump, of course, reacted to that. Kamala even said, hey, we need to try to, you know, we shouldn't call people garbage because they think differently in a political sense. Well, the White House has since come out regarding that situation and said that Biden's comment was more specifically referring to the hateful rhetoric at the Madison Square Garden rally as garbage.
Yeah, they got to put a spin on it. That's their job.
Yeah.
And you can believe what you want to believe. All I wanted to tell you was he pulled up in a doggone garbage truck in Wisconsin tonight.
That was Trump's response. And I got to tell you, that was, love him or hate him, that was pretty quick.
All right, 614, News Radio 92.3. Well, stocks ended down today amid mixed reports. Fox's Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks accelerating losses in the final hour of trading as investors digested a new batch of earnings reports as well as key data that showed that the economy maintained a steady pace of growth in the third quarter. Financials were among the gainers today while technology lagged. And shares of Alphabet, parent of Google, popped 3% after the search engine giant beat expectations for third quarter revenue and profit on strength in its cloud business and YouTube ad sales. The Dow winners, American Express, Visa, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Caterpillar, IBM, and Apple. The Dow falling 92 points, the Nasdaq lower by 105, S&P 500 down 19. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:15 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance asks you, what do your home and auto have in common? Well, they're yours, and Progressive protects them both. You can bundle today at progressive.com. Again, that is progressive.com. Looking at the roads here, only had a few spots when we gave our last update about 20 minutes ago. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Maybe some slight congestion here and there on Highway 9. Or maybe Highway 29, as well as some on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, it's 75 degrees, low of 72 tonight, so it's not going to get much cooler. As for tomorrow, sunny at times, cloudy at others, high of 81, low of 69.
Okay, it's 6:16, News Radio 92.3. I just got to laugh at former President Trump. They're showing him on the B-roll here in a garbage truck tonight.
Posing for the photos, yeah.
Let me get you up to speed about early voting. I know you're concerned. Polls, by the way, still open for another 45 minutes. Go ahead and take advantage of early voting. GOP leading Democrats by a sizable margin here in Florida. Polls are showing former President Trump comfortably leading across the state. Now, as of this morning, got these numbers bright and early this morning. The breakdown of early votes in Escambia County, 45,045 Republicans, 24,146 Democrats, 11,542 independent voters. Speaking of Tappy Villain, of course, the Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections, she was reporting in Republican numbers 41,167, 9,449 for Democrats, and 8,171 independent voters.
And U.S. Central Command reporting earlier that the military struck multiple ISIS camps in Syria. It says that the strikes conducted on Monday resulted in the deaths of nearly three dozen ISIS operatives. Senior ISIS leaders were the targets of the airstrikes. And according to CENTCOM, there were no indications of civilian casualties.
Okay, City of Pensacola is planning to build a parking deck facility. This is going to be in the 700 block of Commandencia Street. That is, if you're not familiar with this, let me give you the layout here. That is just south of of the Holiday Inn Express and north of the Pensacola Ferry Terminal. Got me now? Or you got it all fixed out there?
Right.
All right. All right. So the city, here's what's going on. The city is going to select a short list of qualified construction firms. This will happen in the next couple of weeks. The cost factors haven't been tabulated on a 500-space garage. I want you to sit down when I give you the numbers here. But officials say the price tag for the parking garage, $15 million. Yeah, go ahead. You can. There you go. Sit right down and have yourself a think about that.
I am sat.
Ooh, second phase of Bruce Beach, speaking of the city here, is going to open up on November 8th. Opening was delayed, of course, due to the high levels of bacteria in local waters. The poor test started on September 9th, resulted in a no-swim notice, followed by six, go ahead and count them, six consecutive poor tests for high levels of bacteria. Mayor Reeves said they have not identified the source of the bacteria that caused the poor test in September. And the city's even kind of going back a little bit and saying, hey, that area was never meant for swimming.
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell the swimmers that.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than telling the swimmer that, hey, you can't swim here.
So after that, here's my closing statement on that story. And now you know.
There you go. All righty. Also here, we had a... This was swirling around on social media. I got notified of it, and maybe you did as well. Some reports made the rounds that, you know, we had the shopping center building where Hobby Lobby and Books A Million are located. And there were talks about, hey, it's been purchased by some church company and that the stores were set to close, but hobby and bookshoppers appear to be safe. Both stores will remain where they are throughout their lease terms. The building on Davis Highway was sold to Destiny Worship Center, but for now, the church says that the building will be an investment property and that they aren't planning on expanding into Pensacola just yet. And Destiny Worship Center does have locations, however, in Crestview, Freeport, Fort Walton Beach, and Panama City.
Books and Hobby went ballistic because of that statement. Right. People rushed to the stores to do last-minute Christmas shopping. They weren't staffed properly for the rush. It became a total nightmare. Phones went nuts, and it was all over an erroneous statement about, oh, did you hear about Books A Million and Hobby Lobby League?
And they're not. And that's the thing. That was stuff swirling online. And, Chris, you said it last hour. You can't believe everything you see online.
Oh, yeah, well, I said, you believe everything on the Internet's true. Okay. My nose is starting to grow here. Hey, congressional Republicans getting ready to elect their next leaders. Fox's Ryan Schmeltz has the details for you.
Multiple sources tell Fox News both House and Senate Republicans will have their leadership elections on November 13th, the week after Election Day and the week Congress returns from recess. Senate GOP members will elect a successor to Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the longest-serving Senate party leader in U.S. history, who's been the top Republican since 2007. Current Minority Whip and number two Senate Republican John Thune is facing Senator Rick Scott of Florida and John Cornyn of Texas. House Speaker Mike Johnson has said he would run for re-election if Republicans keep the majority, but leadership could face a challenge if Democrats flip the House. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All righty, 620 here. When we return, we've got a prominent veteran politician coming to the state of Florida Saturday morning to rally for Vice President Harris. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
Mike Norvell and the Florida State Seminoles host the North Carolina Tar Heels Saturday afternoon for an ACC matchup on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on North Carolina at 12:30 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. I'm a Naval Academy grad, 28-year Navy pilot, and former Desert Storm Task Group commander. I'm also proudly endorsed by former Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich for School Board District 4.
Paid for by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Warning, Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked to the Trulieve founder and CEO, Kim Rivers, about Amendment 3. Learned from the Lakeview president, Sean Salamita, about the home base initiative that starts in Pensacola on Friday for veterans. Had a really interesting conversation about single-member districts versus at-large voting for county commissioners because of the debate between Ashley Hoffberger and Ron Helms. And had a really fun, frivolous discussion about whether you like it when waiters try to upsell you. You can listen to all of these conversations at newsradio923.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Powers for Milton City Council, and I'm running for a better Milton, not one where the council members fight with the citizens and each other. A Milton that saves our Blackwater River by putting the wastewater plant in the right location and doesn't contaminate our drinking water with forever chemicals. A Milton that works with the state to relieve traffic problems. I want to see Milton grow and thrive and be a place where families come to raise their children. We can do better. Vote Tom Powers.
Paid for and approved by Tom Powers. Milton City Council, Ward 1, C2.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now. Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Michael Jackson.
Yep. Once again.
Welcome to the Pensacola news program. We're so glad you're with us this afternoon. It's been quite a day. And the thing about this, and think about it, former President Trump is in Green Bay, Wisconsin, as we speak right now. in a garbage outfit. He's got the
vest,
the
on,
vest
yeah.
on and everything here. How do you arrive at that arena? In a garbage truck.
Yeah.
Just brilliant here. I'm kind of disappointed. In Austin and I, we spoke about this, I think, during the 4 to 5 o'clock hour. I'm a little disappointed in Parrotheads not supporting that new Jimmy Buffett license plate. On October 1st, the margarita plates went on sale to honor Jimmy. Here's the catch. The plate will be produced only after at least 3,000 have been pre-ordered. So you're probably asking yourself, okay, Chris, well, tell us how many plates have been ordered so far. As of this week, 777, leaving 2,237 more to go.
All right.
Well, I'm a little disappointed. I thought that thing would sell fast.
Well, maybe I can give you some good news here. Since you brought up vehicles, I'll touch on the roads and weather for you. Luckily, it doesn't appear to be that there's too much going on. Maybe some minor backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, but those have greatly decreased throughout this afternoon. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 72. Tomorrow, high of 81, low of 69.
See, I could make that 778. I mentioned yes. to you, I've already made my reservation down at the tax office in South Santa Rosa, 11 o'clock, to go do my work to get that plate.
Right.
I'm still waiting. All right, 627 News Radio 92.3. Americans pretty split on Israel's responsibility over the ongoing Middle East conflict. This is according to an AP NORC poll. Jeff Manasso has more for us.
The new AP-NORC poll shows about half of U.S. voters are extremely or very worried about the possibility of a broader escalation of war in the Middle East, with 4 in 10 concerned that the U.S. will be drawn into the conflict. The AP-NORC poll shows about 6 in 10 voters blame terrorist groups Hamas and Hezbollah, as well as Iran. 4 in 10 voters blame Israel. And with a partisan split, about 6 in 10 Democrats say Israel bears responsibility. Only about 3 in 10 Republicans blame Israel. The poll also shows that Republicans are more likely than Democrats to want less U.S. involvement in the Middle East conflict. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All right. He also hinted at this before the break. Hillary Clinton will be coming to Tampa on Saturday morning to rally for Vice President Harris just 3 days before Election Day. She will encourage voters to cast ballots for Democrats. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump will watch the returns come in Tuesday from the Palm Beach Convention Center. So he'll be in Florida for that.
Will Hillary be referencing deplorables in her speech, do you think?
I'm not sure. I wonder if she'll reference this whole garbage vest stunt.
Oh, I'm sure they've already put a spin on it. The Democrats have put a spin on this thing where, well, this isn't crazy. I mean, this is, you know, anyway. They're going to put the spin on that. But I'm sure Hillary won't speak about that at all. We were talking about polls just a second ago. A new poll by the Associated Press is confirming this afternoon 4 in 10 registered voters are extremely or very concerned about violent attempts to overturn the results from this year's election. Robert Bender, Scambia's supervisor of election, telling us earlier today, there is one way to make sure your vote is counted by tracking it. New little technology here to pass on. Go to Escambia Votes ballottracks.net. That's ballottrax.net/website. Mm. And you can actually track, see where your ballot vote went.
Huh.
That's pretty scary.
Just like Amazon.
Yeah, it's pretty scary, isn't it? Some of these little fancy things.
Well, people just want to know what's going on.
Absolutely. And so you got it straight from Robert Bender.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The campaigns are making their final pitches. Kamala Harris in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
We are fighting for a democracy. We love our democracy. It can be complicated at times, but it is the best system in the world.
The latest Fox News poll shows the race there neck and neck. Donald Trump with a rally in North Carolina. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports from Rocky Mount.
The former president began by asking if the crowd was better off now than they were 4 years ago. He criticized President Biden for calling Trump supporters garbage.
My response to Joe and Kamala is very simple. You can't lead America if you don't love Americans.
The White House says the president was referring to comments by a comedian at Trump's Sunday rally calling Puerto Rico garbage and wasn't calling Trump supporters that. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now.
Shares of Meta were down 2% after the company reported weaker-than-expected user numbers in its third-quarter earnings report. The company says it's expecting fourth-quarter revenue to be between $45 billion and $48 billion. Net income grew 35% year-over-year to $15.7 billion. On Wall Street, stocks were lower today, with the Dow dropping 91, the S&P 500 fell 19, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped more than 104 points. Microsoft shares rose 2% in extended trading today after the software maker reported fiscal first quarter results that exceeded Wall Street expectations. Microsoft revenue grew 16% year over year. More than 33,000 2025 Ram trucks are being recalled due to potentially disabled electronic stability controls. U.S. crude oil futures for December up more than 2% to $69 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. When in high school, Jake Retzloff was told he could walk on at Utah Tech, but would never get a chance to compete for the starting job. So Retzloff bet on himself and opted to play on the JUCO level, and eventually landed at Brigham Young University, where he's now the starting QB with 21 total touchdowns on a team that's undefeated and ranked 9th in the country. And to add to the improbability of this story, Jake is the only Jewish starting quarterback at the FBS level and at BYU of all places. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-290-0239. 800-290-0239. Again, that's 800-290-0239. Coverage, deductibles, and claims may vary. For details, go to endurancewarranty.com.
Are you tired of politicians who are more focused on their own careers than the people they serve? Well, so am I. I'm Gay Valamont, and I'm running for Congress to bring accountability back to District 1. While my opponent is busy with scandals, I'm focused on lowering costs, improving health care, and protecting our rights. I believe in putting people first, and I'll work for you every day, not just when the cameras are on. On November 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont, and let's bring real leadership back to Washington.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Breyer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. I am passionate about our community and have made sure our concerns are heard at City Hall. I'm accessible, out walking our neighborhoods and parks, and meeting with citizens to hear concerns about our district. I am always available and ready to listen, respond, and represent. We must continue to have a strong voice, so please re-elect me, your representative for the City of Pensacola. Paid for by Re-elect Jennifer Breyer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Woodley, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable. Here we go.
News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. And thank you so much for having us on Pensacola Right Now. And maybe you're just leaving the office or coming out from an early dinner or so. Well, thank you so much for having us on. We appreciate that. Get this, sports betting, that war here in the state of Florida, Austin, over.
Really?
Over. Seminole Tribe of Florida leaders confirming today they have reached an agreement with Parimutuel Companies that's going to end litigation over a 2021 deal that gave the tribe statewide control over online sports betting under the compact. They call them compacts, not agreements or contracts, but in this situation, they do. They call them compacts. The tribe agreed to pay Florida about $20 billion, including $2.5 billion over the first 5 years of that compact. So a lot of happy folks finally putting that to bed. That's been a real contentious type situation, the betting here in Florida. And it's done through Hard Rock, the Hard Rock Seminole Tribe situation. Yankees avoided getting swept last night. Pretty interesting game. I guess they figured, listen, these advertisers have to stretch this thing out to seven games to get their money's worth of this. Anyway, Yankees notched their first win of this year's World Series against the Dodgers. Fox's Nate Foy has a recap of Game 4 reporting from the Bronx.
Their 23-year-old shortstop, the hometown kid, had a phenomenal night. Anthony Volpe, born in Manhattan, grew up in New Jersey, a huge Yankees fan. The biggest moment of his athletic career, with the Yankees down 2-1 in the game, 3-0 in the series, he hits a go-ahead grand slam over the left field wall. He said once it went over the fence, he blacked out, and you can't blame him because this guy is living his dream. Yankees captain Aaron Judge finally did something productive at the plate in last night's game. He drove in his first run of the World Series. The Yankees exploded for 11 runs after struggling offensively throughout the series.
Okay, and I'd like to remind you that actually right now as we speak on our sister station, ESPN 99.1 FM 1330 AM, you can hear the pregame to the World Series. The series, the first pitch goes out, what is it, 7:08, 7:18?
7:08, yes.
7:08. So it's Dodgers-Yankees, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, and then 1330 AM for the World Series game tonight. So that's going to be pretty interesting.
And also got two college football games on right now. Jacksonville State at Liberty, Kennesaw State at Western Kentucky. Jacksonville State and Liberty tied at 7 apiece. That's almost the end of the first quarter. Just a few minutes into the Kennesaw State-Western Kentucky game, so they are still tied at 0.
Okay, it is 6:40, News Radio 92.3. Fox's Howie Kurtz is now analyzing how the media reacted to some of the recent developments with Harris and Trump.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The backlash against Jeff Bezos and the Washington Post is intensifying. 10 years from now, people will still be talking about how, at the last minute, he killed a Kamala Harris endorsement. One-third of his editorial board have resigned from those positions. NPR says 250,000 people have canceled their subscriptions, about 10% of the total number of paid subscribers. And in his first defense, an opinion column, he says, I wish we had made the change earlier than we did, in a moment further from the election and the motions around it. He calls that inadequate planning on his part. I'm sorry, inadequate planning is not having enough Amazon van drivers. This was a fiasco. And the reason he did it is because Amazon and Blue Origin Rocket Company do a lot of business with the federal government. Trump may win. Trump has a habit of holding grudges. Why antagonize the guy further? This is sort of a peace offering, even though they tell us what to think all the time. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
All righty. Also, wanted to touch on this real quick for you. Buzz Aldrin endorsing former President Trump, second ever man to walk on the moon. He said that the U.S. is facing difficult realities at home and abroad, and said Trump could be the proven, serious, tested leader it needs. But on the other side of that coin, maybe you've heard of this guy, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He is costing his ballot for Vice President Harris. He wrote on X that he will always be an American before he is a Republican. And the former bodybuilder, actor, and Republican governor of California said he's not pleased with either party and said he hates politics more than ever.
Okay, let's go ahead and dispel some myths this afternoon.
Very well.
One primary myth I want to get out on the table, so we're just going to throw it out here. Hobby Lobby, Books a Million, not leaving.
Right.
Jeez, and Pete's. I cannot believe the response on this mistaken announcement yesterday.
Yeah.
That came out.
I saw people on friends of mine on Facebook losing their minds. I'm like, okay, well, I've since heard that that's not the case.
I'll set it up here. Rumors are swirling Tuesday after reports surfaced that Destiny Worship Center would be relocating onto that site on Davis Highway. Rob Bell with Bellcore Commercial said the church does not have any immediate plans to establish a Pensacola location. Did I tell you, I think we mentioned this last hour between the 5 and 6 o'clock hour, they had to bring in extra people over at Hobby Lobby and all because the rush of shoppers getting there to do their Christmas shopping before they closed their doors.
Right.
Which was not the case.
Yeah.
Caused a lot of phone calls, a lot of headaches, and anyway, the message has been dismissed.
All right.
There's Books a Million and Hobby Lobbyists are okay. They're okay. They're going to stay right where they are for a while.
Also want to remind you that here locally, there's a new resource for veterans in our area that need mental health treatment for PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, and so on and so forth. The Home-Based Florida program expanding into Pensacola and teaming with the Lakeview Center. If you do want to learn more, you can go to homebase.org to learn more about that program.
I will tell you how important. Teachers are our future. That's just not a line. That's the truth. I mean, you know, the teachers are setting it up for our kids. There is a serious thing happening out in Texas that I'm glad they caught. This is absolutely some ridiculous information. $1 million scheme to falsify teacher certifications has been broken up in Texas.
Five people with current or past connections to Houston schools are in custody. Harris County DA Kim Ogg says right now the scope of the fraud is still unknown, but the evidence they have shows
at least 400 tests were taken and at least 200 teachers falsely certified.
That uncertified number covers teachers statewide. The accused mastermind is the head basketball coach at a Houston high school who allegedly banked more than $1 million from this. The others acted as recruiters, test takers, and proctors. The school employees are on leave. All are charged with engaging in organized criminal activity. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Alrighty. Also wanted to remind you that Wall Street closed with stocks lower today. At the closing bell, the Dow fell by 91 points to 42,141. S&P 500 dropped by 19 points to 58,13. And the NASDAQ lost 104 points to 18,607.
You know, this is one of my favorite times of year, not just because of the weather changing and kind of cooling off somewhat. It's the 40th Frank Brown International Songwriters Fest. That's coming up on November 7th. The annual fest will appear featuring more than 200 songwriters at more than 20 venues across the area. If you'd like some more details, go to frankbrownsongwriters.com.
All righty. 6:45 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see here. Got some, well, we did, I should say, have some minor issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, but it looks like that has cleared out. Outside of that, it's just some minor backups here and there on Highway 90. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 81 and a low of 69.
6:46, News Radio 92.3. Here's another knucklehead story for you, and it comes from here in Florida. Let me kind of set the stage for you. Police near Jacksonville. Well, they say a teen is in trouble for, get this one, raising a large machete over the heads of voters as they were waiting in line this morning. Fox's Eben Brown reports from Broward County.
Police in Neptune Beach, Florida, arrested 18-year-old Caleb Williams after he was identified as the man waving a 23-inch machete over the heads of voters in line waiting to vote. Police Chief Michael Key says this isn't a First Amendment issue.
The moment you move to violence, that goes out the window, and to say I'm disturbed is an understatement. I'm mad.
Williams was with a group of people waving MAGA flags. Police found the machete in a truck where he was standing. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Wait, so someone was trying to make the argument that it was freedom. It's that First Amendment issue. So freedom of speech to swing a machete at people?
Got to put a spin on everything. Yeah, just putting a spin on it.
People will say anything is free speech.
Just watch the politics. Just turn on the television and listen to it.
I think 99% of people don't know what free speech actually even is. The right to free speech in this country.
Okay, let me remind you that NAS Pensacola is going to be closed to the public tomorrow. As the base prepares for the Blues homecoming air show this weekend, of course, the show featuring the Blues and Thunderbirds scheduled Friday and Saturday. Did you see that Super Delta formation today?
Yes, I actually had a texter drop in earlier this afternoon talking about all the people that were there to see it. Sent a photo as well. I mean, and yes, we have seen some footage on Channel 3. Pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, it really is.
Also, wanted to touch on this. The use of certain fire suppressants could be leading to heavy metal contamination in wildfire-prone areas. Apparently, there's a new study published in Environmental Science and Technology Letters. Certain chemical or synthetic fire retardants, water enhancers, and foams contained high levels of at least one metal. The study's lead author said in a statement, wildfires are associated with the release of toxic heavy metals to the environment, but until now, it was assumed that these metals came from natural sources such as soil.
I was actually contacted by the Department of Justice earlier today, and they passed on this information for me. Jeremy Pittman, he's a U.S. Navy Reserve commander from Pensacola, sentenced to 30 months in prison today for his role in a years-long bribery scheme involving special immigrant visas. This was for Afghan nationals. Court documents and evidence confirm Pittman accepted bribe payments from Afghan nationals in exchange for drafting, submitting, and verifying fraudulent letters of recommendation for Afghan nationals who applied for SIVs with the U.S. Department of State. You can't listen. You're going to get caught. Period. Yeah. I can't believe how people rob banks and stupid stuff like that.
Right.
You're going to get caught. Let's be serious about this stuff.
Yes, you will.
Maybe they're just looking for a free place to stay.
Perhaps. 6:49, we'll take one last quick break here. When we return, we've got some pop culture notes for you, stuff going around the music world. I hinted at this earlier this afternoon. Snoop Dogg releasing a new album. Also, hip-hop producer Metro Boomin in some trouble.
And coming up in just a few minutes here, you're kind of going off on this thing with pop culture.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the classic horror recommendations for you to watch on Halloween.
Yeah.
Coming up in minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, everybody. This is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow, today.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pack my bags. Should have quit you, baby, a long time ago.
Yeah, baby. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Austin Price, Chris Bryan, and you. Thank you so much for having us on today. Halloween coming up tomorrow night. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, absolutely.
I bought all my favorite kind of candy.
Really?
I'm turning the light off.
Yeah. You told us your sitting in the corner strategy.
I mean, to tell you, the neighborhood is really lit up this year.
So I figure,
you know, there's going to be a lot of trick-or-treaters. And we did establish this week about the common age to really stop trick-or-treating was 13 and a half, wasn't it?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head on that one.
Something like that. Okay, so you want to watch some horror movies tomorrow night. Why the little monsters are coming to the door and, you know, but putting the horror movies. Well, which ones do you want to watch that's going to just scare the bejeebies out of you? All right, here's the Fox Movie Profile.
I'm Ashley DeVorkin with the Fox Movie Profile with Fandango's Eric Davis. We spoke about scary movies to rewatch at home this Halloween and shared some of our favorites as recommendations.
You know, I love Beetlejuice. I love what Michael Keaton does with the role. I think the sequel is a blast and a half. And if you're looking for something to just put you in the mood for Halloween, for the decorations, for the trick-or-treating, to figure out what costume I'm going to wear, there's nothing better than a double feature of the first two Beetlejuice movies. We also have them in a bundle at Fandango at Home where you get them and a collector's edition poster at the same time, which is really cool. So I would tout Beetlejuice. But if you're looking for a classic that's a bit scarier, well, let's go. Scary Halloween, the original, of course. Michael Myers, Jamie Lee Curtis, the OG Halloween takes it back to where it all began.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
I used to wear a Michael Myers mask.
Well, and the thing is, now when people say Michael Myers, I can't help but think of that Ashton Jenty, that Boise State running back. Because, you know, a lot of these running backs are in the backfield and they've got their hands on their knees, right? They're in their typical pose. He just stands there. He just stands there like Michael Myers, just straight up, just looking.
I had to quit using the mask. I scared the bejeebies out of my kids, so that didn't go too far there. Hey, general election 1 week away. Today, early voting continues. 10 sites in Scambia County, 6 sites in Santa Rosa through November 2nd. November 5th, of course, election day. Polls will be open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. To cast a ballot at an early voting site, you must have a photo ID and signature proof. Don't forget, News Radio 92.3's live and local election coverage begins 7 p.m. right after the polls close next Tuesday night.
All righty, 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. 75 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 81, low of 69. See, I did weather first because I'm just that unpredictable.
You're so diverse.
As for the roads here, luckily not too much going on the road. So if you're having any issues wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for long.
Okay, now the guy's, he committed a murder and he's blaming a bear for it.
Really?
Yeah, come on.
What are you talking about?
Leave this poor bear alone. I'm going to explain it to you here in just a second, or at least I'm going to let Gina Gelosi take over the role here and follow up on the story.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Two murders pinned on bears. Montana police are looking for a large axe and other items they say was taken from a crime scene near Big Sky, where a 35-year-old father was murdered while camping. Justin Kazurshem was last seen on the afternoon of October 10th when he went out camping. When he didn't show up to pick up his friend the next day, that friend went looking for him and found his body, telling 911 he thought Kazurshem was attacked by a bear. But authorities found no signs of a bear, and an autopsy showed Kazurshem suffered multiple chop wounds. In a separate case in Tennessee, 45-year-old Nicholas Wayne Hamlet is wanted for murder. He called 911 saying he was Brandon Andrade and was gravely wounded after a bear chased him off a cliff in Hamilton County. When rescuers arrived, they found a bloody corpse at the bottom of a cliff with Andrade's ID. Police say the body wasn't Andrade and that Hamlet had stolen his identity. Police haven't ID'd the body and Hamlet is still on the loose. There's more on the story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
There you go. You see, and they're blaming it on the bears.
Yes, they are. And
getting a bad rap, let me tell you.
Well, you know what? Bears may be getting a bad rap, but dogs aren't. As Snoop Dogg is releasing his new album, Missionary, on December 13th. The album's produced by Dr. Dre, and it's the first full-length collaboration between the two artists since, I believe, their his debut album dropped. He made the announcement with a promo video on social media.
Okay, one of the best college towns in America. We told you about this during the 4 to 5 o'clock hour, but by popular demand, they wanted to hear what these excellent suggestions are. So it all started with personal finance company Wallet Hub. They ranked the best college towns in America. The report was based on some factors here. Academia, social economic opportunities for students. Three Florida towns made the best list. Are you really? Ready?
Yeah.
Drum roll, please.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
There you go.
Coming in first, numero uno, Austin, Texas. Number two, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Number three, Orlando, Florida. Number four, Tampa, Florida. Number five, Raleigh, North Carolina. Six, Scottsdale, Arizona. Seven, Charlottesville, Virginia. Number eight, Tempe, Arizona. Number nine, Gainesville, Florida. And number 10, Atlanta, Georgia. That should be Athens, Georgia, by the way.
Perhaps. And also hinted at this before the break, keeping with returning to the pop culture notes here. Hip-hop producer Metro Boomin, he's accused of rape in a new lawsuit filed in L.A., and the accuser says that he referenced the assault in one of his songs. Variety reports that the suit says she was dealing with grief after losing her 9-month-old son when she met the musician, whose real name is Leland T. Wayne. She says she was immediately given a shot of alcohol upon meeting him, and she had also taken Xanax to cope with her anxiety after the loss of her child.
Ooh, okay, in 3 days, Pensacola Mural Fest getting underway. Actual date start, November 2nd. Six muralists are going to start the competition over the next 2 weeks. Here's the sites. If you like to go check these artists out as they do their work, 418 Garden Street. It is the Pensacola State College building. Then 725 West Garden Street. That's Pensacola Auto Imports. Then there's 109 North A Street. That's along the Barrancas Quarter. 201 South F Street. And 1233 Barrancas Avenue. Now, you're invited to watch these muralists do their work on the side of the building. Bring along the beach chair, the lawn chair, and sit there. You can talk to them as they paint the buildings.
Right.
These are artists. This is amazing how they keep these sizes in perspective.
Right.
You know, without stepping back and looking, oh, that's a little bit up. Man, you just painted the side of a building. You better have it right.
Also, just want to let you know, Jacksonville State and Liberty tied at 7. Kennesaw State and Western Kentucky tied at 7. And in just under 10 minutes on our sister station ESPN Pensacola, we got first pitch of Game 5, Yankees and Dodgers.
Absolutely. We got you totally covered. Thank you so much for having us on Pensacola Right Now. News Radio 92.3. See you tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.